At any point in our crazy ass days, when we're in the trench, the bullets of self-accusation, doubt, fear, shame whizzing past us, we could hit the pause button.
Welcome to this Epic Life Podcast, lifestyle designed for consciously high impact people. My name is Christopher Carter. You may call me KC. This episode was recorded live on Thursday, March 14th, 2015, as part of The Pause, a global virtual meditation meetup. For more information, visit thisepiclife.com/thepause. And if you're ready for the 30-minute guided group meditation, we're just about to begin.
We have 28 minutes together, and I thought about this a lot last week as I was editing the replay, is that I don't know if you're sensing this, but I sense that when you're connected to where you are in the moment, connected to the people that you're with, time begins to bend and stretch, doesn't it? It expands to feel a lot bigger than the half hour little segment that we give ourselves. When we have a half hour between two meetings, that half hour goes too fast. You know, we don't have enough time to get to the next one. But when we're intentional about how we spend a half hour, I don't at all sweat having enough time to get there. I think that we should all just show up here with just clean slate, antenna up, hearts open, expecting something interesting to happen, not necessarily created by me. It's created by the collective experience. And I think that that's what's worked well for the past 3 weeks. So I want to just keep building on that. Does that sound good? Cool. Let's get tuned into our breath as I start talking. Straight back, straight spine, firm roots, like a tree rooted into the ground. In a chair or on your butt on the floor on some cushions. I'm actually on some cushions with my butt propped up, so my spine is totally straight. And I'm just alert. I'm feeling awake. I'm feeling the energy move through my body. It just all feels connected when your spine is evenly stacked, very intentional. So get comfortable. And let's start focusing on our breath. Even breaths in through the nose. Exhale. Even breaths in through the nose. Exhale. Keep the rhythm going. And as you're doing so, try to expand all the space in your body with that air that goes in. Breathe it into every crevice, every ache or pain, every pocket of comfort, every joint, every cell, feel it all expand. Feel the nourishment you're giving the body, the vehicle, your fly-ass mechanism that's going to get you to all those important meetings today. Take some of the deepest breaths you've taken all week. In through the nose. Out through the nose. Feel time slow down. Feel it stop. In through the nose. Out through the nose. Feel grateful that you're giving yourself this gift. Your only anchor that you really need for the next 25 minutes is the breath. We got to start by tuning into it, so we can move beyond it. Try to feel each breath a little bit more nourishing than the one before it. Engaging your diaphragm, feeling the upper part of your abdomen move. Expand and contract. like all those happy little cells that we're nourishing. All the capillaries, the blood, the heart. Now hold this focus on the breath. Keep your breath this even as you listen. The only thing you need to concentrate on is the breath. Remain open to what I'm saying. I'm here to help. I wanted to talk a little bit about time this week. Because depending on how fast your life is moving, some weeks mine feels like warp speed. Time feels finite, scarce. Yet it's the only thing that's completely equal in all of human existence. So what's up with that? We get too concerned with subdividing our time into meetings, meeting makers, task lists. And we squeeze out some of the magic moments that can occur when we're completely intentional and open. Like when we were kids riding our bikes yard to yard, expecting great shit to happen, and not being too surprised when it does. This is what we're going to take with us into the rest of our day, the rest of our week, throughout the weekend. Is a new frame on time. Reminding ourselves that we're in control of how we define that relationship. And that at any point in our crazy ass days, when we're in the trench, the bullets of self-accusation, doubt, fear, shame whizzing past us, that we could hit the pause button. And let the stillness speak. Let our breath deepen. Let our thought patterns level out. Forgive ourselves for getting caught up in the delusion, the great drama. Commending ourselves for regaining control. That's the power of the breath. Pause button lets us reassess what's really going on here. What's my part in it? What opportunity is there in this chaos? And as sexy as pressing forward and pressing on and just getting it done and staying connected to the gadgets, to the calendars, to the clock, as sexy as that is, it's nowhere near as fun or inspired as pausing all of it and staying alert. So tune into the breath. Keep feeling it deepen. Each one's a gift. Every breath we get, from the moment of conception to our exit, is a gift. So why not make it rich Make it deep. Make it intentional. Nourishing. Keep the rhythm of the breath. As we attune with the breath, start directing our focus, because the rhythm is automatic. The breath is under control, it's on lock. Direct our focus to the thin veil of static between our little body-bound ego. Beautiful body, beautiful ego. Between that body and ego and our higher selves. Infinitely more beautiful. Infinitely more powerful. The bottom to the tiny glacier that's above the surface. The massive mountain beneath. It's our job to work on that static, to acknowledge it, to manage it, to dissipate it, knowing that it's always there, it's ever present, it serves a purpose, to lead us forward by our discernment. But right now, we're going to move past it. Feel the breath expand every cell. All the tissues of the body, the blood. Feel it permeate every aspect of this little body of ours. And be open to the idea that maybe it's coming from someplace much bigger. Much more vast. Be open to the idea that maybe whatever that is, your higher self, God, Allah, Jah, Yahweh, Goddess, that it's breathing us. Realize the breath is timeless. That it's always been, ever present, always will be, omnipresent. It will go on whether this body does. Have your breath pull you off the clock. Thoughts can arise, just release them. Let them pass through, because we're not the thought or the concerns. We're the breath and the origin of that breath. Feel all the space within us expanding. The air, the hydrogen, the water. Everything that we're made of. Infinitely vast in its own right, every atom. Space between those atoms. Same material that creates stars, planets, galaxies. Let the breath expand all of it. Mentally say to yourself, I am vast. I am vast. I am vast. Explore the interiorized state, the weight of your feet on the floor, the comfort of being seated, the space you're filling, relatively small in the room you're seated in, infinitely vast inside. You are vast. Now on our breath, let's breathe in love, breathe in gratitude, because we need it like oxygen. Breathe it in. Direct it towards your heart. Hold your heart in your love, in your gratitude, infinitely beating the cosmic beat. Carrying you into all adventures, never failing. Your greatest ally. Send that love and gratitude to the depths of your lungs. Expand new pockets. Let it fill you. Remember that you're still breathing. And what a miracle that is. What a gift that is. Breathe the love and gratitude into your smile. Don't be shy, let it stretch. Let it reveal itself. Cheshire Cat, you're up to something. Let it blaze and beam. That you may, as my master Yogananda would say, waken smiles in all men. All women, all sentient beings. Let that love and gratitude radiate through your smile. Feel the love and gratitude coursing through your veins, through your heart, pumping through all your extremities to your fingertips. Know that you could transmit that through your touch. And finally, let that love and gratitude fill all the gaps between all the atoms and all the cells, like grains of sand, down to your toes, filling you up with love, with gratitude. Up your legs, into your waist, abdomen, upper abdomen, through the spine, the chakras, up the spine, through the lungs, up to the neck, down the arms, one big hunk of burning love. Let's sit here for a minute. Experience the fullness of you. Realize that you're a fathomlessly deep container, and you could always hold more love and gratitude. But in this moment in time, May 14th, 2015, you are full. You are whole. You are complete. And the real reason to make all that effort in filling ourselves up is so we can overfill everyone else around us. So let's begin to emanate this love, this gratitude to all beings in our homes, wherever they may be hiding. Send out that love and that gratitude. Make them feel it. Pets, the birds in the yard, the trees that shade your yard, all your neighbors, both heroic and difficult, all of them. We know who needs it more. Give it away. Because your reserve is infinite. Your city officials, the people that keep you safe, your clients, your coworkers, all of your work allies, your vendors, everyone you come into contact with, neighboring cities, neighboring communities, beyond the borders, countries to the north, the south, across the waters. Realizing that one person who is completely full with love and gratitude can power millions. Send it all to them. And when you're ready, open up your eyes. Receive all that I'm sending out to you through my hands, through my voice, through my Wi-Fi connection, and send it to all one another on this group call. feel it. It's bigger than a video call. Feel it. Do you feel it? Receive it like an antenna. Yeah. Ooh, that one has a British accent. Ooh, I like that one. Much love, everyone. Thank you so much for pausing with me, pausing with yourself. How are we feeling? Are we ready to go into our Thursdays?
Oh, yeah.
Woohoo!
Thanks, bud.
Good.
Yeah, that was awesome.
My pleasure. If you need me, I'll probably be sitting here another few hours.
Thanks for listening to this Epic Life podcast. If you enjoyed your guided group meditation experience, please forward it along to anybody who may benefit. You could also pop over to iTunes and leave us a review, and follow us on Twitter @ThisEpicLife.